It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, I think it's hard to start fast in the second half when you have such a controlling first half. So I think, you know, that was just another one of the focal points. You know, don't let this be a comeback story at the end of the day. I thought Coach Getsy at halftime, you know, on the whiteboard, you know, able to dial up some outstanding plays that we were looking forward to running in the second half. And I thought we were able to execute a lot of those. I thought the screen was perfect. I thought, you know, still running the ball effectively, getting the ball out of our hands and taking our shots downfield when we can. So I thought, you know, he dialed up some amazing stuff today.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez here on 670 Score. Bears beats the Las Vegas Raiders 30-12. And not just because of Tyson Bagent. Bears defense stepping up big. Jalen Johnson, 2 interceptions. The Bears defense, 9 pass deflections. 1 sack by Justin Jones. He had a pass deflection as well. Tyson Bagent, 21 for 29 on the day. 164 yards. A touchdown. No turnovers. I know a lot of people were worried about that from last week. No turnovers on the day, but, you know, we're doing some stuff, chatting, man. Chatting about the Bears. I want to hear from you guys. You know, what do you think? Does this mean that it really is Justin Fields? It's no longer, you know, the offensive line. Ah, the offensive line sucks. Justin Fields has no time. Well, needed to Tyson Bagent. Going up against one of the best pass rushers in the league in Max Crosby. Ah, it's the talent. Got no, what? DJ Moore, damn near 10 targets, 9 targets, got 8 receptions. But what'd you think about the game? Let's go to John out in Vegas. John, what'd you think about the performance of Tyson Bagent?
Good evening, guys. My opinion, whether Justin Fields is ready or not, the guy deserves to start another game. Now, whether this guy is the real deal, one game doesn't make a superstar. Now, let's see if this guy is the real deal. He does deserve another game. And what I've noticed, the whole team just seemed to play with more confidence. And I have not seen that all year long. But the offense, the defense, they all play with more confidence. And here's one question. Did the Bears have any penalties against them?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll look that up there, John.
I don't remember.
I know Jalen Johnson had a pass interference penalty. I know that. But go ahead.
Guys, they just played with more confidence. And this guy does deserve another starting game.
Yeah.
Now, so let's see what he can do.
Yeah, now what if, so if Justin Fields, let's say he's healthy next week, you're still giving Bagent the ball?
Yes. Yes, I would. If he's healthy.
So that means whether or not he's healthy. Right. So and let's say he has like a comparable game. Let's say the Bears don't win, right? It's against the Chargers. Probably not. But if he has a comparable game, the question then is going to be, are you going to let him start for the rest of the year?
Hey, if the guy keeps winning, yes, absolutely. That's the bottom line. Keep winning. And, you know, I hope we do have a quarterback controversy. I hope we do.
Yeah.
So that means we've got 2 winning quarterbacks. We know what Justin Fields can do. But I'm just saying, the whole team played with more confidence. And I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
Was it the play calling? Was it the quarterback change?
I think it could have been a little bit of everything, John. And I think that's what we're realizing right here. To your earlier question, Bears had 9 penalties. So Raiders only had 2. So I don't know how we missed that. 9 penalties, 110 yards. Bears, the team as a whole certainly looked better.
And they definitely played as though they were, you know, just more motivated. Here's some stats for you. Again, taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767, Gabe Ramirez, chatting about these Chicago Bears as they defeat the Las Vegas Raiders. Bears had 23 first downs to 20 for the Raiders. The Raiders had 16 passes for first downs. Bears, 10. How many rushes? Only one. Only one rush for a first down. Bears had 13 rushes for first downs. 8 for 13 in third down efficiency. 173 rushing yards to 39 for the Raiders, which is wild. When you're looking at sacks, Bears got sacked twice. 9 penalties, like I mentioned. Bears did have that one fumble, but didn't lose it. Got it back, luckily. Darrington Evans dropped that ball in the backfield. Tough, just a tough game, man. But Bears, winners of 2 out of their last 3. I don't know. Maybe they're turning the corner. But we're taking your calls because we're chatting about it. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jeremiah on the south side. Jeremiah, I mean, Tyson Bagent came in, handled business, 21 for 29. What'd you think about the undrafted rookie performance?
How's it going, sir? I really liked what I seen out there today. I really liked what I seen out there. And what's interesting is to see next week's game when he – because if you think about it, Tyson Bagent actually has the same frame as a Justin Herbert, and we're going to go against them. I don't know if he's playing or not, but he kind of has the same stature and the same as Justin.
But he doesn't Herbert, have. You know? But Jeremiah, he doesn't have the same arm strength, right? Where Justin Herbert will sling that thing, and Tyson Bagent is just dumping it down, yeah, right? That for sure. But size. Because I think a lot of people don't realize that Tyson Bagent is as big as Justin Fields. 6'3", both of them are 6'3". Tyson Bagent's 218. Justin Fields, damn near like a linebacker, damn near 250. You know, but I hear what you're saying, though. He's a big dude, and I'm excited to see him play. It's going to be interesting. I mean, what do you think about his confidence? Because a lot of people talk about that, right?
But I like the confidence.
Right, but people can't – but Jeremiah, people can't pinpoint what it is. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, I don't know. It just, he got, like, what is it for you? Like, what do you see from him that shows you that he's confident?
I just see the readiness and the eagerness. Now, don't get me wrong. Justin Fields, he has a great, I see the talent in Justin Fields as well. But to me, I always remember this when he got drafted. I'm still going to always be a Justin Fields guy. But I like Tyson as well. But I think Justin Fields holds on to the ball just a little bit too long. And as far as his throwing mechanics, how he throws it as well. But like I say, Justin, he has a great arm strength as well, great talent as well. But I don't know. Maybe we do have to probably move on from Justin Fields.
So, because let me ask you this. They are in a great position.
We do have great draft picks as well in the next year's draft. Next year's draft coming up. So I'm eager to see what we'll do there as well. And I love what Ryan Poles is doing. The offensive line, like I said, I seen Patrick Lucas, how he made the block and he starts screaming at the crowd as far as he's like, let's go.
Right, he's ready.
So, I mean, like, I don't know, I've seen a different energy today and I love it. And I love it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. That's the thing, right? I think at the end of the day, Jeremiah, the Bears fans like us, we just want a victory so we can feel good on Monday, right? My week starts right. I'm not arguing with my girl. Exactly. I'm feeling good. I'm not yelling at the kids. You know, I'm just going to work, getting the check, and everything's feeling good. Like, all I want is the victory. And then you look at it how it came about, and you're like, well, damn, this wasn't some like flashy game where the Bears had 5 touchdowns or anything like that. It was just like a regular football game, right? Mm-hmm. Run the ball, put up some points, play a little defense. You're going to end up with a dub at the end. And I think that's exactly what the Bears did. And Bears fans are looking at that like, damn, Justin, like, see, like, we don't want you to, we don't even need you to do the most, right? Like, we don't even need you to do all that. Like, just be this good. And everybody, because the thing is, we know you could throw the ball on the field. We know you could run and get that first down. But we want you to operate on this level to win these kind of games this way, so that way when we do need you to, like, pull a rabbit out your hat and, like, carry the team, like, you could do that too, and everybody could, you know, not look at you like you're a bum or anything like that, man. I appreciate the call, Jeremiah. Again, Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Bears win 30-12. Tyson Bagent had a very mediocre game. No one's going to look at that game and be like, oh, man, Tyson Bagent snapped yesterday. No. No one's going to say that. Dante Foreman snapped. 3 touchdowns. Ran like a man that was trying to prove that he belonged. That's the thing. Right? We see it in basketball a lot. Coaches go to their bench because the starting lineup isn't playing well. And they go to their bench and they try to find some energies, people that are motivated. And what happens? Team comes out, a bunch of tryhards, and they cut the lead down to whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes the coach don't even put the starters back in because these are the guys that got you there. And what did you get today for the Bears? Tyson Bagent, a guy that's coming off the bench, super confident, like, bro, I can get this job done. Give me the keys. Dante Foreman, a running back that's been inactive for like friggin' forever because they keep thinking that Roshon Johnson's the guy. Dante Foreman coming in, no, I'm the man. Give me the rock. And then you have two guys that like are trying to prove that they belong in the NFL. And that propels them further than someone that feels like, oh, my offensive line sucks. And that's the reason why I'm not, you know, performing at a high level. And that's what a lot of people think is happening to Justin Fields. I guess we'll see. It's going to be interesting the rest of the season. That we know for sure. Let's go to Kevin on the road. Kevin, what did you think about the game today? I've been mentioning that, like, why can't Luke Getsy call a game like this for Justin Fields?
That's the question. Because when you look at the pass plays, yes, they were all under 15, 16 yards. But that was the route that they were running. Moore kept running 10-yard route, 11-yard route. He got targeted 10 times and caught 9 or targeted 9 and he caught 8. They weren't sending him down the field. So Tyson was playing what Getsy happened to be calling. So the question is, why doesn't he do that for Justin? Realizing they do have totally different arm strength and they don't play that same game. But you can constantly roll them out to the left, roll them out to the right. I'm talking Justin Fields.
Right, right. No, so, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. And there's definitely different ways you can do that, you know, and how you can be successful in that game. And it's just, it's tough when you're talking about the quarterback play, you know? From the 708, just text in, said, Justin Fields appears to play with no edge and the offense follows. Bagent plays with attitude and the offense followed. It's true. When Justin Fields is out there, swaggy as can be, proving that he's the best athlete on the field, you know, the offense goes with him. The problem is, I guess as I'm saying that out loud, like, you got to take everyone with you, right? Like, Tyson Bagent is like, yeah, Tyler Scott, you got more receptions today than you got all season. And I know I can give you the ball. I need you to be a part of this. DJ Moore, bro, you're the man. I'm going to throw you the ball as many times as I can because you're the man. Dante Foreman, I don't know if you guys saw this. One thing that really stood out to me, Dante Foreman dropped a pass in the first quarter. And Tyson Bagent ran right up to him. And obviously we don't know what he said, but it very much looked like, don't trip. You're going to get another pass. I'm going to throw you the ball again, and I'm going to need you to catch it next time. Don't trip. Like, that's what it felt like. Now imagine that. Dante Foreman, a 20-year veteran, obviously I'm exaggerating, a 20-year veteran, played on a bunch of different teams, a bunch of different quarterbacks, and then you got this undrafted rookie QB coming up to him to be like, yo, bro, pick your head up. I got you. And then
First start.
And then when Dante Foreman caught that touchdown, who was the first person there or, you know, one of the first people there to cheer him on and, like, lift him up? Tyson Bagent. I told you, I told you, right? I wish they were mic'd up so we could have seen something like that.
Leadership to its finest. You'll love to see that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to see. And, of course, like I said, you know, when Tyson Bagent got that first down and, like, you know what I'm saying, lifted up his hand, got the crowd into it, like, that's some cojones for a rookie QB to do that in the beginning of the game. Like, that moment could have come back to bite you, where people would have been playing, they're like, oh, Tyson Bagent, too cocky. Oh, he's too cocky. He's too confident. What a fine line to have to walk if you're Tyson Bagent. But he did it. He swagged out. And he won the game. Like, I mean, come on. Pull up Tyler Ferengall producing today. Pull up that clip that I had sent you via text, the minute-long post game from Fox. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna. No, you said it was in the system. It was the second one I sent you, not the last one. Let me see. Let me double check. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're right. I know. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll do that over the next commercial break. I'll play that for you guys. Tyson Bagent had a post game with Fox, and he just looked really good. Like a minute and a half, some change is really, you know, speaking highly of his squad, which, you know, just saying all the right things. But it's the moxie, and that's what everybody's talking about. But it's a great point to say that, you know, so goes the offense, so goes Tyson Bagent, or so goes Tyson Bagent, so goes the offense. Like, that's something that I think people were supposed to be into. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Steve on the north side. So, Steve, Justin Fields tomorrow tells you that he's healthy and ready to go. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Gabe?
Good, man. Chilling, man.
Look, I had a sprung a ligament in my finger, and it took me almost like 3 weeks, man, just to, not a thumb, my finger, and it was wrapped up. About this game, this Division II quarterback, just listening to him all week, last week and this week, and he looks like a quarterback. He sounds like a quarterback. I think that Justin should do what everybody advised him to do. I'm not a doctor or anything. I just don't know anybody could come back from a dislocated thumb the following week. I totally agree with you and with the callers. I think we got something special here, man. And
Steve, how special, like, hey, we got a nice backup quarterback that can come in when we need him, or special like we found our starting quarterback, don't draft a quarterback next year?
Well, look, it's the option gate. You know, it's unfortunate. Look, I was hoping that Justin, that we can be where we at today. What happened with Bagent? But it's been 3 years, and unfortunately, you know, the NFL stands for not for long. Okay.
Yeah.
But to answer that question, San Francisco, not comparing them to Purdy, you know, but they found something, man. He was the last one picked. And for a Division II cat to come up here, and he just looked like a quarterback, man. But basically, and he put in the work, you know. You listen to him, and he basically – he got 4 years, you know, where he was, the college he went to. And the thing about it is that I'm just going to just think a little forward. I think Bagent's going to get that start in San Diego.
I just hope the Bears just open up the playbook for them a little more, because that's going to be wild next Sunday night. And you got this guy on the other side, Mac, he got to ask the grind. So this, I'm really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one that we do know, and it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with Tyson Bagent, right, and how is he going to look next week. But that's what we're doing. We're taking your phone calls. Phone calls about the game, 312-644-6767. Bears defeat the Las Vegas Raiders 30-12. Are you surprised by the victory? Are you surprised the Bears pulled this off? You can't, right? You can't be too surprised because it was Brian Hoyer. But it was Tyson Bagent. Like, Tyson Bagent's not supposed to beat Brian Hoyer, right? That's why Brian Hoyer was the backup, the wily veteran that you were able to put in. That's why they didn't have an Aiden McConnell. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Taking your thoughts, man, because a lot of people really do think that it's Justin Fields. Not me. I think that, first of all, I just think the Bears are going to move on and they need a new quarterback. But I think, would Justin Fields have won this game? There you go. That's a good question for you. Would Justin Fields have won this game? Because that's where you're going to find out, like, who's a Justin Fields hater. No turnovers. Justin Fields, maybe he would have had, like, 80 yards rushing. Because nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because he instead of running the ball, he would have had a couple of those. Tough. The game started out kind of bad when you thought about it. Bears go 3-and-out to start the game, and let's not forget, Bears win the coin toss. Bears win the coin toss and say, we want the ball. And then what do they do with the very first play? Tyson Bagent passed to DJ Moore. Just unreal, bro. The play calling from the beginning was questionable. And then what do you do after that? You hand it off to Darrington Evans, not even your starting running back, who you realized as the game went on that Dante Foreman should be getting the ball more often. But nope, you run it first with Darrington Evans. And then Tyson Bagent would have checked down to Dante Foreman. Probably wouldn't have been a first down anyway. But just like that's how you think you're putting your guy in this position to succeed. Then of course, the Raiders go down 7 plays, 34 yards, and then they miss the field goal. And that's when everything kind of turned a little bit, because then you said to yourself, like, oh, damn. And sure enough, Tyson Bagent, you know he's capable of it. 12 plays, 69 yards, 6 minutes and 22 seconds. A drive that resulted ultimately in a Dante Foreman touchdown, because it got kind of tricky out there, right? DJ Moore stepped out of bounds in that first drive. Dante Foreman gets the touchdown. Bears up 7-0. And then the Raiders go on a 7-play, 28-yard drive that ends up in a punt. Bears get the ball back. Man, you know, the interception was big. Bears get the ball back in the second quarter. 8 plays, 26 yards. Then Raiders get the ball back. That's when they throw the interception. Tremaine Edmonds, 2 interceptions. Back-to-back weeks for Tremaine Edmonds. This is exactly what Eberflus was talking about, right? Where Roquan Smith didn't necessarily have the turnover, the interception, and Tremaine Edmonds now has 2 of them. What do you got to do in this league if you want to win? You need to score points off of turnovers, and the Bears did just that. After the interception, 6-play, 34-yard drive, 2 minutes and 48 seconds. I mean, and it was a nice drive, too. Dante Foreman obviously getting going in that one. Tyler Scott getting involved as well. That's when you saw that 16-yard pass to Mercedes Lewis, the old man trying to get into the end zone. And then Dante Foreman capped things off with the tutty. Raiders respond, though. Field goal right before the half. A 13-play, 54-yard drive. They went for it on fourth down and ended up settling for the field goal afterwards. Second half, third quarter, only 2 drives in the third quarter. How about that? Only 2 drives in the third quarter. Raiders went on a 5-play, 21-yard drive to start the second half. They end up punting the ball away to the Bears, and Tyson Bagent takes them on a 15-play. 15 plays. 89 yards. Bears got the ball on the 11-yard line. Held it for 8 minutes and 16 seconds. You want to talk about what is a main, like what's an indicator, something that you can point to that's been two huge drives that took a hell of a long time. First touchdown, 12 plays, 69 yards, 6 minutes and 22 seconds. The other touchdown, 8 minutes and 16 seconds. A whole quarter worth of football on two drives that both resulted in touchdowns. After that, the Raiders were wasting time themselves. 15 plays, 69 yards. Bears had a couple of penalties on that one. Then the Bears go again on another six-minute drive. So three drives that were over 6 minutes long. That's insane. That one ends up in a field goal for Cairo Santos. He kicks the 54-yarder. Bears get the interception for the touchdown from Jalen Johnson. Another interception follows there, and a cheap touchdown at the end. Listen to this. If the Bears don't let that touchdown happen in the fourth quarter, the Bears would have gone six quarters, the defense, without allowing a touchdown. They had gone five, a whole game, without allowing a touchdown. A game's worth of quarters, of course. And then, ultimately, they give up that last one at the very end. So, one touchdown in six quarters of football. Pretty impressive for that Bears defense.
I still want to know, though, what's the longest drive they've had with Justin Fields? 8 minutes and 6 minutes, and those double-digit plays, like, that was incredible ball control from that offense.
I would agree. Tyler Farrengol, producer. I mean, maybe you could check that out while I take this last call. Let's go to Travis out in Zion. We're taking your phone calls, guys, talking Bears. What'd you think about the game? 312-644-6767. Justin Fields, did he even cross your mind? You ended up going on a new date with Tyson Bagent. Did you think about your ex lady? Did you? Travis from Zion, did you think about Justin Fields this weekend? Do me a favor, Travis, before we even begin, you got to turn on your radio, all right? Because it's going to throw me off, going to throw you off.
Yeah, I turned it up because you said you were going to commercial. Hang on.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, so talk to me about your quarterback situation.
Well, I'd like to make a comparison between Fields and Bagent and McMahon / Fuller back in the day. You know, if you're going to have a quarterback like Fields, it's going to take a lot of risks. You're going to need a good guy behind him, one that you can count on not to make a lot of mistakes. Because he's going to get hurt more often than not, you know.
But what do you think about Bagent? What do you think about Bagent's play? What do you think about him as a quarterback today and what he did for the Bears?
I thought he was a field general. He did exactly what – he took exactly what they gave him and didn't try to play around with it too much.
Yeah, and I think that's – I mean, would you be – because, you know, a lot of times, Travis, we as Bears fans, you know, we just want the – we want the victory, but we also – then we get you know, greedy, and we want like, the superstar quarterback. Like, is this the kind of football you'd be able to watch week in and week out, like – a quarterback that can't throw the ball down the field, you know. Talk to me about that.
Well, I'm 60, almost 61 years old. I can throw 40 yards down the field. Just about anybody can throw it down the field when they need to.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's kind of not fair to Bagent. I don't think the game plan really. And you know, the shape that the offensive line's in, I don't think you can have time for a whole lot of that anyway. That's some of the problems that we've had with Justin, is he's wanting to hold on to the ball too long, waiting for guys to get downfield, and the offensive line isn't good enough to give him that kind of time.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Thanks for the call, Travis. I appreciate it. All right, more thoughts on Tyson Bagent. I'm ready to hear on 312-644-6767. It's a lot to talk about, you know? Are you still riding with Justin Fields? Is this the kind of football you want to see for the rest of the year? Or... you know, are you just glad that you're watching a Bears victory? I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How was Justin in his role supporting you today?
You know, I couldn't really ask much more from, you know, him, the QB room, you know, as a whole. I think, you know, Justin and Nate, when I talk about people that rally behind me and have my back and help me throughout the week with just, you know, different things to look at, just with the amount of experience that they have, Justin and Nate were pivotal in, you know, how we were able to execute today and the way I played today on the field.
We're back
Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears defeat the Las Vegas Raiders 30-12. Behind the very Tyson Bagent. There were 53 of his family and friends. I was getting text messages during the day. But it was good to see. 21 for 29 on the day, 164. Had a tutty, no interceptions. Ball control most certainly there. Points on the board most certainly there. Defense played well. Bears, just a good game all around. 30 points on the day, 14 in the first, 16 in the second. Did not allow a touchdown until the final minutes of the fourth quarter. So great all-around game for the Bears. And we're taking your phone calls. I know you're feeling good. It's 1:30 in the morning. So what? I want to hear what you got to say. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Andre from Chicago. So, Andre, I mean, you see this game. You see Luke Getsy. Felt like it was a different game plan called for Tyson Bagent today.
Absolutely. You can say kudos to Getsy for designing plays that Bagent can handle. But at the same time, everybody should just relax and understand that we're still going through a process. Okay? Justin Fields is a very capable and talented quarterback. Okay? Now, the fact is, Bagent won. He happened to be the quarterback that won the game today. Okay, great. And for that reason, we love Bagent. We should keep him. But at the same time, everybody should relax, wait till Justin come back, and hopefully hope that the Bears organization continue to build around him. Okay? So another thing you have to look at, too, is that with Bagent, the opposing team had no ideas about his strengths or his weakness, right? So therefore, whatever their game plan was, they couldn't make a decision to impact the game right away. But with Justin Fields, everybody knows his strengths and his weakness, and they design of their defense to stop him automatically. Okay, so true enough, Justin should be able to get the ball out of, you know, on time, and that will come. I think we have great, great talent at the quarterback position. I think Justin is fantastic. I think Tyler Bagent is pretty good. I've been a Bears fan since 1965, okay? I'm a Chicago resident. I was born in 1955, okay? So I've been a Bears fan since I was 10 years old. I've been through it with Vince Evans, Bobby Douglas. Look at what Jim McMahon had to do. He had to oppose the authority of his coach, Mike Ditka, and he had to play the way that he knew he was capable of playing. So once again, everybody should relax. We have great talent at the quarterback position. Let's just hope that Poles continue to build around him and put the right players around him.
Andre, but let me ask you your thoughts on Justin Fields, right? I mean, you seem Bagent, you're telling people not to get ahead of themselves. But what are your thoughts on Justin Fields and where he's at with this organization?
Okay. I think in reality, the Bears organization have a diamond in the rough with Justin Fields. I think he's very capable. He's an excellent passer. Do you see how well he can throw the deep ball? Okay. Yes, he can run. I think Justin should look at it like maybe he should reverse his thinking. Maybe he should say, no matter what, I'm going to get this ball out quickly. Okay, I'm just going to go 1-2, boom, that's it. Okay, sure, you want your first receiver to be open on time and your second receiver, you want to go through the reads, of course. But he should say, I'm just going to get the ball out quickly. I'm not going to run unless I have to. Okay? I think we should have patience. I think we should build with Justin Fields. Yes, everybody is excited that Tyson Bagent won the game today. Okay? Justin probably would have won the game today, too. You know, so let's just relax. Let's just be thankful that we have two talented quarterbacks, and let's hope that the Bears organization simply continue to put the right pieces in place. Who knows? I think next year we might be going for a Super Bowl.
Whoa. That's a bold statement there.
Okay, you heard it from me first. Right. Now, listen, once again, I'm a resident from Chicago. I graduated from Roosevelt University. I'm a musician, a band leader, and I'm a former teacher of CPS. Okay, I'm retired now. So trust me, I know my football. I know who we should keep. And if the Bears had any sense, they would keep Justin Fields and Tyson Bagent.
So don't draft a quarterback, okay. You're saying? You wouldn't draft a quarterback?
Listen, the first two picks I would make, the first one would be for that wide receiver at Ohio State.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
There you go. The second would be for the best dynamic left tackle, okay, that we can find, and then that would give us more strength with Braxton. Okay, then Braxton can move around, okay? You know, he could bag up the left tackle if we need it. He could bag up the right tackle if we need it. He can even learn to play guard. So, yes, those will be the first two picks, okay, that I make. And, of course, maybe my third pick would be for a superstar running back who can not only run, but he can block too. Now you get those three picks, Mr. Poles, you're going to the Super Bowl. Ain't nothing gonna stop you except for injuries. Yeah. Other than that, you're going directly to the Super Bowl. Okay? So tell Mr. Poles to call me. My number is 773-932-7206.
Come on, Andre. We can't give our phone numbers out here. We might get in trouble. But, I mean, you said a lot. And, I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, it's both quarterbacks is going to be tough. First of all, I would love for anybody that's listening right now and thought to themselves, like, man, I need to respond to that. Phone lines are open. I'd love for you to do so. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Taking your phone calls. What a day. Bears Monday. Let me get you guys up to speed about everything's happening before we get back out to the phone lines. And they are open. Again, if you got any Bears thoughts, 312-644-6767. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. Just a great show all day today. Mullion Hall, of course. Well, Dustin Rhodes, he starts at 5 o'clock. So we got to make sure we show him a little love. That starts at 5. And then, of course, Mullion Hall pick up from there. You got Olin Krutz at 7 o'clock with the fellas, Mullion Hall. We got DJ Moore after a good game yesterday. He'll be on at 8 a.m. And then Brad Biggs, Biggs time. He'll be on at 9 a.m. So Mullion Hall, Olin Krutz, DJ Moore, Brad Biggs, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, top of the hour, respectively. Make sure you guys are listening for that. Bernstein and Holmes follow with Anthony Herron at 11, Dan Weederer at 12 o'clock, and then Parkins and Spiegel jump on. They got Kurt Warner. Yes, that Kurt Warner. 2:40 p.m. he's going to be on with the fellas. Mark Grody jumps on at 4, and then Jalen Johnson, Mr. 2 INTs. Damn, that's a good-ass guest to have. You know what I'm saying? First, you have DJ Moore after he wins NFC Player of the Week. First time in 20 years for the Bears since that happened. And then now you get Jalen Johnson. Interception for a touchdown and another interception. Get to chat with him. That's going to be must-listen-to radio for certain on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday. But I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you guys. Got a chance to do the Bears post game on Fox 32 earlier today with Corey Wooten. Watched the game. It was a great one. And now I get the chance to talk to you all the way till 5 in the morning. So let's get back out to the phone line. Let's go to Gary in Mississippi. Gary, what do you got to say about Justin Fields and where he stands with the Chicago Bears right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I kind of agree with the last caller. I wouldn't get rid of neither one of the two quarterbacks. I do like what I saw today in the game. And I do believe that Justin really needs to work on that dropping back and a quicker release. So I think that's an area he really needs to improve on. And I saw the same thing, and we all talked about that when he was back up for Dalton. You know, Dalton had that quicker release, and I was hoping that Justin would actually pick up on that. But he seems that not grasp that, I guess. And that's just basically it. Justin needs to get rid of that ball a lot quicker, like everyone else is saying. So, but other than that, I like him. I want to keep him.
Yeah, so let's say Gary, I mean, you know, let's say Justin Fields is healthy. He's not going to be healthy this week. You can try to speculate all you want, but ain't no way you're going to dislocate your thumb and then just be back on the field holding football, playing at a high level, right? You might as well just let that ride, especially with the bye week coming up after next week, so it'll give you more time to heal. So Justin Fields is not going to play next week. Tyson Bagent is getting that start. After the bye week, Justin Fields is healthy. Let's say Tyson Bagent wins the game against the Chargers. Like, what are you doing in that situation?
Well, you still got to go with your number one pick, Justin. He is the quarterback supposedly of the future. It's great to have that dilemma, but you got to go back to your starter.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody's going to be thinking in that second. And it's more so to see what you have from him, right, Gary? Would you trade Justin Fields? Like, let's say Tyson Bagent wins. You know what I'm saying? Then now you're coming up against a trade deadline, and let's say some teams start calling for Justin Fields. Is that something that you're willing to do, move on from Justin via trade?
No, I really wouldn't. I'll hang on to him. I just really think that he just really needs to work on, you know, I've seen a couple of them go a deeper in a drop, but I wouldn't trade Justin because he's special. I think he has a lot of talent, and I don't want it to bite us, you know, in the future. I think he has great potential.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. Thanks for the call, Gary, and I appreciate it. And that's what a lot of people see, the potential. But, you know, obviously a lot of you guys that are listening right now don't know my take and what I think about Justin Fields in this space. But for me, I think Justin Fields is good. I think Justin Fields is a good quarterback, and that's okay. Do I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? No. And I think that's where we as Bears fans need to really, like, take a step back and really look at the landscape of the NFL and really say to yourself, like, does Justin Fields is Justin Fields as good to get into the top 10 and can he be? Because when you're looking at the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, the top 8 are locked. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. You've got, and then if Aaron Rodgers is playing, you throw in Aaron Rodgers there, right? So you're 8 deep without even, like, blinking. You know what I'm saying? You're not even blinking, and you're already at 8. And that's that you need to be in that top 8 to, like, be one of the last teams that's remaining in the playoffs come 2024. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Tua, Matthew Stafford. Like, these are the guys that you got to be better than to get in. Like, are you hearing me, Bears fans? Because you can be good. You can be, air quotes, good. You can be Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Jared Goff. You can be those guys and be in the right around the 15th best quarterback. But the reality is this: Derek Carr, Geno Smith, those guys are not winning Super Bowls. You need to be in the top 8, and if you're not, and if you don't, if you can't see the path towards your quarterback developing into that, then it's okay to go draft somebody else and go. And I'm not saying Tyson Bagent is going to fit in that space. So don't think I'm sitting up here trying to create that controversy. I'm talking about, listen, Patrick Mahomes, they traded up for him. Josh Allen, they got lucky, traded up for him. Joe Burrow, high draft pick. Justin Herbert, high draft pick. Aaron Rodgers, we know he fell. Lamar Jackson, woo, they got lucky trading into the first round to get him at the back end of that. Jalen Hurts, you know where he's at. I'm trying to say, Trevor Lawrence, you know where he's at. All these guys are high draft picks. You got to use some draft capital to get some guys sometimes. And that's where the Bears are at right now. And that's all I'm saying. From the 408, trade Justin for a third rounder. This last week before October 31st, or he walks for nothing at the end of the year. Now, you still got Justin Fields for 1 year under the rookie contract. It's just a matter of whether you're going to take his option in the fifth year and pay him the money. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Gabe Ramirez here, 670 to score, taking your calls. Let's go to Steve out in Niles. So, Steve, what did you got to say about Tyson Bagent and how he looked yesterday?
No, I loved watching him. I thought he did a great job, and that doesn't mean any shade on Justin Fields. Gabe, thanks for taking my call, firstly. I'm just curious real quick if I can ask, when Fields was drafted and it was the Dalton Fields debate, I think you were not on the score, so on B96 then, who did you feel should have been started, Were you a Fields start from the get-go?
No. No, I wasn't actually. I was all about Andy Dalton starting. And yeah. And then I was all about it, and I remember it actually was on the score at the time. And I remember you're good. I do remember it being a situation where when Justin Fields came in and he looked a wreck, that I was the only person on the score that was like, hey, maybe Matt Nagy was right. But at that point, people hated Matt Nagy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you couldn't say anything else other than Matt Nagy was, you know, just a bad coach, or else everybody would just rip into you.
But absolutely.
But I was all about it because I wanted Justin Fields to learn. There was nothing wrong with that. The Bears were in a position where they could have allowed for that. And remember, Andy Dalton would have still been starting had he not gotten hurt, right? Like, if he didn't get hurt, he would have started that whole year. The only reason Justin Fields got thrust into that position was because Andy Dalton got hurt.
Well, yeah, and, you know, obviously everybody on the radio saying start Fields. There's so much pressure. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because let's let Bagent play. Let's see what comes to fruition. Why do we need to start making comparisons between him and Fields from the
get-go? Neither one of them are going to be the starting quarterback of the Bears next year.
No, you don't know that. You absolutely don't know that. I mean, Gabe, to be honest, respectfully, like, you've come on the air and you've already proclaimed Bagent to be a backup quarterback. You said he doesn't have any arm strength. But you don't know. How do you know that, Gabe?
Listen, Steve, listen to what you're saying. How do I know he's a backup quarterback? Because he is. He's backing up Justin Fields. What are you talking about?
Just started and won our first home game.
Okay, when Justin Fields gets healthy. Okay, hold on. When Justin Fields gets healthy, is Tyson Bagent going to be starting? No. It's going to be Justin Fields because Tyson Bagent is a backup quarterback. That's what he is, and it's what he's going to be. Like, by definition, he's going to be that. That's what he's going to be. And even if he plays well, Steve, this is the reality. The Bears are still going to draft a quarterback in the first round next year, point blank, period. And that is going to be someone that they're going to try to nurture and turn into the franchise quarterback that they drafted, that Ryan Poles drafted, because it ain't Justin Fields. And it sure as hell ain't going to be Tyson Bagent either. So, I mean, I get it. You want to give him a chance, and that's what we all want to do. But
you're not giving him a chance. You're not giving him a chance. You're already saying he's a backup, and because his position is QB2, but he just won the first game, and you're already talking about what's going to happen if in 3 weeks the starter comes back. It's like Bledsoe and Brady. I mean, a huge, different, obviously, situation.
Right. So let's not
giving the guy a chance.
But let's not.
I don't want to do the same thing that we did to Fields to Bagent. The crux of what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're tying it back into Andy Dalton thing. Okay, I see what you're saying. But I hear that, and I appreciate the call, Steve. And I do hear what you're saying in terms of giving him a chance. Right. Cool. And I'm here for the opportunity, right? Like, sure, You want to prove you can play in the NFL? That's fine. By all means, sure, sure, sure. But you can't have a guy going 21 for 29. 21 completions, Steve. 21 of them. And only one went past 15 yards. Steve, you watched enough Bears football in your life. You've seen enough backup quarterbacks come in that have gone, you know, 8 for 11 for 53 yards. And you wanted to rip your hair out because the guy wouldn't throw the ball downfield. Now, Tyson Bagent certainly did that last week, right? Had that nice completion up the middle to DJ Moore. Loved that play, right? He tried to – do you remember, Steve, him trying to make that end of the first half Hail Mary? Tyler, did you see that one? Bruh, it was a duck. We were all laughing. We literally were laughing at him in the bar today watching for Fox 32. Me, Corey Wood, and the rest of the gang laughing at Tyson Bagent's last throw. But – again, it's no shade at him. And you want me to give me a shot? Sure, I'll give him a shot. But
are you talking about the second half?
No, I think it was
Nathan Peterman.
No, that was the first half. It was on their 2-minute drive where they ended up not getting any points as a result of it.
I think Nathan Peterman came in the game for that.
No.
I saw number 14 on the field, I'm pretty sure.
Why would he come in at the end of the half?
No idea.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's right. Nathan Peterman sacked by Tyree Wilson for a 5-yard loss. Tyree Wilson, former Bear, no? Nathan Peterman fumbled. What happened there? Why did that happen on the fourth down play? Oh, because Nathan Peterman had a bigger arm than Tyson Bagent? Damn! Okay.
You can laugh now.
Now we can laugh even more.
Even more, you're right.
Even more, because Tyson Bagent, they didn't even want him to throw the Hail Mary. Bro, that's embarrassing. Why didn't Nathan Peterman? What did it say? Got sacked. Didn't he throw the ball out of bounds, though? Like, didn't it get hit? And it was like a short throw? I feel like something's wrong here.
Ball got tipped. It went out of bounds. The cameras lost it. But then, yeah, the ball never even right, got close to reaching the end zone.
But it says here Peterman sacked by Tyree Wilson for a 5-yard loss for the fumble. I'll go look at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we're going to take more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767. Thoughts on Tyson Bagent? Thoughts on Justin Fields and where he stands in this offense? And more importantly, thoughts on the Bears? How are you feeling about this victory? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score.